/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone, the show that teaches you everything you need to know about real estate. If you're a homeowner thinking about selling your home, considering purchasing a home, interested in real estate finance or real estate investment, this is the show for you. We're a live one-hour real estate roundtable discussing everything real estate related. No topic is off limits. The Real Estate Zone is hosted by Danny Batsalkin, one of the highest producing real estate brokers in Southern California. Danny, who is also a former real estate attorney, leads a top producing real estate team and has developed a strong following as a well-known real estate expert, speaker, and trainer. The Real Estate Zone is sponsored by Movement Mortgage, one of the nation's fastest growing and most reliable mortgage companies. So get your phones ready and call us now with all of your real estate questions. 800-ABC-KABC, 800-222-5222. And now, here's your host of Real Estate Zone Radio, Danny Batsalkin.
Good morning, Southern California. I'm Danny Batsalkin, your host of The Real Estate Zone, your weekly number one live call-in show talking about all things real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or have questions or comments about mortgage finance. This is your show every single week to talk about all those things where we're educating you and showing you how to make the process smooth, efficient, fun, and of course, successful. So today I am so excited, everyone, because we have a special, special guest in the studio today. None other than my very own 7-year-old, Lila. Lila, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So Lila, I know your brother was on the show a couple weeks ago and you've been so excited to join us here on the Real Estate Zone. And today you are going to be asking the super tough real estate questions. So are you excited to join us for the show and ask those tough questions that you've been dying to ask all week? You ready, Lila?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
So here we go, guys. Remember, you can check us out here on AM 790 Talk Radio. You can also watch us live on Facebook. Just search for me, Danny Batsalkin, or the Real Estate Zone Radio Show. You can also stream us at KBC.com or on the iHeartRadio app. So we're super excited today. And let me introduce, of course, my co-host on the Real Estate Zone. By the way, folks, if you have a question or comment you want to call in, ask that live on the show. The number is 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. Dino is standing by, and even though he's wearing the shirt of the enemy, Arizona State, he will still take your calls. Of course, we got, by the way, folks, the NCAA tournament going on. So exciting. My Arizona Wildcats are on to the second round. We play tonight at 4:45, going all the way to the championship today. By the way, Lila, you don't know this, but this year is the 20-year anniversary of when I graduated from University of Arizona and we won the national championship. So this year, we have to win it again. Right, Lila?
Okay.
Are you going to cheer for Arizona?
I don't know.
All right. Sounds good. So here we go. Let me introduce my co-hosts, as always, from TBG Homes in Calabasas and Keller Williams. We got Goalie Vidani. Goalie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you? I'm so excited that Lila is here with us today.
I know, Goalie. She's having fun. She's going to be asking the super tough questions, and she's actually excited to hear about celebrity and luxury real estate coming up a little bit later.
Daddy messed up on the questions.
What happened, Lila?
Daddy messed up on the questions.
Yeah, they're your questions.
He usually does. It's okay. It's
all good. So Goalie's joining us in between high teas. Goalie's been drinking more tea than anyone I know the last couple days, but that's okay.
More than and many other Persian women, yes.
And Goalie, you guys have actually a really cool holiday. It's the Persian New Year around now. I want to tell our listeners what's going on in the Persian community right now.
That's right. It's Persian New Year on Tuesday evening. And what that means is it's essentially the beginning of spring. And the Persian calendar works that way, where the first of the year is actually the beginning of spring for most of us here. And we just get together with family. We have traditional Persian New Year meal, which consists of this yummy smoked fish and rice with herbs. It's phenomenal. I'm actually really awful at making it, but my mom is pretty good at it. And then we set up what we call a haftseen, which literally translates to seven S's. And you have to set up like a beautiful table that has seven things on it that start with the letter seen. For us, that's an S. And it sort of symbolizes the beginning of spring and a new year. And it's a really fun holiday. And then the gifts that we give is, Lila, you always give a gift to anybody who's younger than you. So in your family, you would only give a gift to Baron, and then you would get a ton of gifts from everybody else. So the little ones really enjoy it.
I think Lila would like that a lot. Right, Lila? She's excited. Seven things that start with a little S. I can't even, you got me thinking about that. By the way, and what's with the goldfish? Why you guys have goldfish? Tell us about that.
The goldfish actually represent fertility.
Okay.
But don't ask me why.
So you don't need that?
No, I don't. But I still have it on my table.
Nice. Good stuff, Goalie. Well, we're so excited to chat about celebrity and luxury real estate coming up in just a little bit. And I'm sure that Lila has some questions that she's going to want you to answer from her buyer and seller questions that she's going to be asking all throughout the show today. But first, let's introduce our main man for Movement Mortgage, the number one fastest growing mortgage company in the world and the best lender ever, Payman, a super Payman Kermani. On the lines. Good morning, Payman.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, good. A little under the weather. Back from vacation, a little under the weather, but I'm doing good.
Yes, I heard that you're sick. Sorry to hear that. Hope you feel better fast.
Thank you, thank you.
And you're also celebrating Persian New Year, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Awesome.
Tuesday night.
Very cool. Sounds good, Payman. Well, welcome to the show. Sorry you're not feeling well, but I know you're going to get better soon. And why don't we right now go right ahead and jump into our Movement Mortgage Minute. Payman, what is happening in the mortgage world?
Well, it was quite a bit of a little stir up this week. You know, everything was pretty flat this week as far as rates and stuff go. And then Wednesday, the U.S. Fed met, and the U.S. Fed decided to raise the prime interest rate up to 4% now. So prime is now 4%, and what that usually means, sometimes it goes either way depending on the mortgage rates, but it's really not typically tied to the mortgage rates, but it had a little dip in mortgage rates. So mortgage rates are down this week pretty much a little bit, and it's a great time to buy, a great time to sell. You know, a lot of the buyers are coming back out in the market and stuff like that. So it's a wonderful time to buy and sell.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. The market right now is just on fire. And what we're seeing along with our team is that every offer that we're putting in, there are multiple offers on every property. You know, there are multiple buyers, and it's just it's insane right now. And so one of the secret tips we talked about last week on the show was that when we put in an offer and we have Movement Mortgage financing that offer and behind it, we have such a better chance of getting that offer accepted. By the way, folks, I should tell you, if you have comments or questions, you want to talk to us, give us a call, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563. So, Payman, tell our listeners a little bit more, because when we put an offer in and we have a Movement Mortgage loan pre-approval letter, that is the number one way to get it accepted, because it's already underwritten by a live person. I'd love for you to tell our listeners just a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I want to give you guys a quick update, too, just give you a little bit of a personal experience this week. Had two people call me this week, basically, you know, looking at property. And they wanted to get pre-approved. They said they had been working with a bigger bank, not going to name the bank, but you know, one was working with a broker, and what happened was is these brokers and the big bank were taking almost 2 weeks to get them pre-approved. They were missing out on properties. They were very frustrated, saying, you know, I can't get any kind of a, you know, offer accepted at this point. Is there any way you can help? And I said, you know, I'm so glad you called. Here's the situation. What Movement Mortgage does is, what we do is basically put that file in, get it all underwritten, approved. I give you a commitment letter. Here in California, we use a California commitment letter. And once we issue that California commitment letter, means that your file has been underwritten. Movement Mortgage, we have a 671 process, which is 6 hours to underwrite, 7 days to process, 1 day to fund. So within that time frame, as soon as I submit those documents for that client, you get that thing underwritten and approved. We get that California commitment letter within that 6 hours. Once I hand that to them, they don't have to have a loan contingency. So they can start writing that offer without a loan contingency. And both of those clients today, not today, but yesterday, are in escrow. So, I mean, just an amazing, you know, testament to that and a story that you can get your offers accepted. And they were not a lot down. They were, you know, one was a 5% down, one was an FHA, which is 3.5% down. Very difficult in this market with so many offers to get that approved.
That's awesome, Payman, and that's what we're talking about. And, folks, that's why you want to work with Movement Mortgage and your team of all-star real estate experts, because if you work with just anyone, your chances of getting your offer accepted are so low, and there is a lot of competition. When you work with Movement Mortgage, you work with a team of all-stars. This is how you make it happen for yourself. So, folks, we're going to take a quick break on the Real Estate Zone. When we come back, Lila, are you ready to start asking some real estate questions?
Yes.
All right. So when we come back, Lila is going to be live in the studio asking all the questions. If you have a comment or question, you want to talk to us, 1-800-358-7563. That's 1-800-358-7563. We'll be right back on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hi, I'm Danny Batsalkin. I'm a realtor with TBG Homes at Keller Williams Realty and the host of the Real Estate Zone radio show right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC on Saturday mornings. I've got a system called the hassle-free listing. I offer flexible fees, and if you're not happy, you can fire me. Mind you, I think you'll be happy because my average time for selling a house is 31 days faster than the market average, and most of them sell for 99.2% or more of the list price. Now, I'm not trying to brag. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Fact, my team and I personally sell over 19 times as many homes as the average agent. That's a house every 4 days. Find out why. For a free, no obligation information packet, call anytime, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. That's SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. Flexible fees, no upfront costs, cancel anytime, the hassle-free listing. Don't sell your home until you call for my free information package, 800-358-7563, 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com.
Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams Realty, California BRE number 014-21366.
Whether you want breakfast for dinner or dinner for lunch, get any meal anytime at Norm's.
Our bigger, better breakfast is only $6.79. Hickory smoked bacon, link sausage, ham, eggs, hash browns, and buttermilk hotcakes served 24/7.
Or get your feast on with Norm's New York Steak and Shrimp Dinner served all day and night. Hand-cut steak, golden fried shrimp, vegetable, potato, soup, and salad, all for $11.99. Come into Norm's restaurants and eat what you want, when you want. Open 24/7. NormsRestaurants.com.
It's Peter Tilden, and I want to tell you about Flooring Pros. Their selection and prices are definitely going to floor you. They've got beautiful natural hardwoods and laminates and vinyls and tile, and they can beat the price of the big national advertiser who you see advertise every day by as much as 50%, and they get it done right because they have enormous selection and everything is in stock. So that means you can get a free estimate one day and installation the very next day. Check out FlooringPro.com. They're on Google. They're on that beautiful website, House. And check out their Yelp reviews. They're fantastic. So for the largest selection and the finest hardwoods, environmentally friendly flooring, laminates, exceptionally trained experts, and the best price guaranteed, call the number one flooring company in Los Angeles, FlooringPro.com, at 800-815-1565. That's 800-815-1565. Call them for a free estimate or go to FlooringPro.com.
Flooring Pro, their prices will floor.
At Pechanga Resort and Casino, we invite you to win on another level with the world-class action of California's largest casino floor, over 4,000 slots and 150 table games. Indulge on another level with the exceptional dining experience at the Great Oak Steakhouse. Play on another level with pure golfing pleasure at Journey, our award-winning 18-hole course. Whatever taking it to another level means to you, you'll find it at Pechanga Resort and Casino on another level.
Say, what is this?
You know what it is. 790.
KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning, Southern California, and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone, your number one source for all things real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or mortgage finance. This is the place to go every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Talk Radio 790 KBC. You can also catch us live on Facebook. Just search for me, Danny Batsalkin, your host here on the Real Estate Zone. Or you can stream us on KBC.com or the iHeartMusic Radio app. So here we go. We have such a special guest today. My 7-year-old daughter, Lila, is on the show. Lila, good morning. Welcome back. And we have joining us as well, Goalie Vidani. Ah, there she is. Our celebrity and luxury real estate expert, Goalie Vidani, none other than. And our TBG Homes Calabasas group leader. So she is rocking the show out there in Calabasas and all the surrounding areas. So here we go. Of course, Movement Mortgage is our number one fastest growing mortgage company in the world. You heard from Super Payment Carmani earlier in the show about how you can get your offers accepted in this super competitive real estate market. So here we go, folks. What you've all been waiting for, Lila is going to ask us some really tough real estate questions that she has been thinking of all week. Lila, go right ahead. I think you have your first question queued up and ready to go.
I will be asking the question that Daddy messed up on.
Go right ahead, Lila. What's the first question?
What are closing costs and how much are they?
Wow, great question to kick things off here. By the way, if you have a question or a comment, you're listening to the show, give us a call, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563. Okay, Lila, ask the question one more time so all our listeners can hear that question again.
What are closing costs and how much are they?
By the way, you know that Lila's my daughter because she had a chair here and I do the show standing up, as everyone knows if they've been here, if they've seen the show on Facebook, because I cannot sit down to do the show. Lila kicked her chair away and she's standing up also, just like Daddy. Give me a high five right here, Lila. Woohoo! All right, so closing costs. Let's talk about that, folks. So when you buy or sell a home, one thing that I think is sometimes overlooked that people may not know about until the end, unfortunately, is closing costs. So what closing costs are additional fees and expenses that are required every time you buy or sell a home. And if you want to just do a totally rough estimate, they are typically, Lila, between 1 and 2% of the entire purchase price. Have you guys done percents in school yet? Not yet?
No.
What grade are you in?
I'm in first grade.
First grade. You want to say hi to all your friends?
Hello, Sophia. Hello, Daisy. Hello, everybody.
That's funny.
Hello, Avery. Happy
right.
birthday.
All right. So, yeah, happy birthday, Avery. So, closing costs, you guys, are 1% to 2% of the entire purchase price. So, let's just take an average house, $500,000. You probably expect somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 worth of closing costs. I want to share with you guys all the closing costs on both the buyer and the seller side because they're a little bit different. And I just so you understand what they are. On the buyer side, these are typically fees charged by your lender. You have to pay some fees for the escrow company that's taking care of the transaction, the title company, and certain other things for the house. On the seller side in Southern California, it's also the escrow fees. There's also county and city transfer taxes for selling a house. Have to pay the taxes on that transfer. There are also escrow and title fees, prorations on property taxes, and things like that. And then there are also other things that are required, like retrofitting for a house. You have to make sure you have low flow, if you're in LA County, low flow toilets and things like that, and faucets. So when you're selling or buying a house, folks, just remember that it's not just the purchase price that you are going to have to pay, but there are also closing costs on top of that. And some people aren't aware of that. What happens if you get into escrow and you don't know, then you don't realize you have to expect some more. And by the way, the one thing I want to mention on that, guys, is when you do get into escrow, one thing to always ask for is your estimated closing statement from escrow. They will send you a statement that shows you all of those fees and breaks them down line item by line item.
What's escrow?
Oh, good question, Lila. So escrow. So Lila wants to know what escrow is. By the way, folks, again, our number, our hotline number on the Real Estate Zone, 1-800-358-7563. Go ahead, Lila. What's the number?
252?
No, it's a different number. 1-800-358-7563. 1-800-358-7563. Let me actually answer that question, Lila, because that's a good one. What is escrow? Some people may not be aware. So when you go to buy or sell a house, Lila, what happens is all of the money that's needed for that transaction goes into an escrow account. It's a neutral third party that holds all of the money and then disperses it out to the seller and all the other parties involved once that transaction closes. The reason for that is so that there's a neutral third party doing all of that and not the seller or the buyer so that there aren't any problems. They also take care of all the paperwork, all of the documents, make sure that everything's complete and compliant so that you have a complete file and everything's good. So that's escrow.
Blah, 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 grown-up stuff.
That's right. Goalie, you're missing out on a lot of fun here in the studio today, goalie.
Boring.
I'm kind of nervous because I think Lila might take my job.
All right, Lila, keep going. Let's ask us another question. By the way, folks, if you have questions or comments, you want to talk to us, you want to call our Real Estate Zone hotline, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563. Lila, pick another question that you have and ask away.
Should I do buyer or seller?
Right into the microphone there. You just did, what was the question you just did? Was that a buyer question?
Yeah.
Kind of both. Let's ask another buyer question.
Okay. I'm self-employed. Can I use my business income to buy a house?
That is a goalie. Isn't that a great question?
That is a perfect question.
That is it. Now, unfortunately, our super payment, Kermani, is not feeling well and under the weather right now. But that's such an awesome question. Here's what I'll tell you that. Payman will typically tell us they do self-employed loans, which is when someone owns their own business or they get paid directly on a 1099. They're not W-2'd. There are programs available for that, and there are ways to structure those transactions using business income and all of those other things. So the answer is yes. And the way to get that process started is give us a call on the hotline, 1-800-358-7563. Lila, what's the number? Do you remember it? 1-800-358-7563. I'll write it down for you. And okay, give us a number, give us a call on that hotline, and we will get you connected with Super Payment Kermani and his friends at Movement Mortgage. They will get that process started for you. They'll share with you exactly how to get pre-approved if you're self-employed, if you have business income. All of those things are totally fine. They'll hook you up with the right program for all of that stuff. So good stuff. Again, that's 1-800-358-7563. Whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or mortgage finance. All right, Lyle, let's keep this thing rolling. How about a seller question next?
Okay. Should I do a pre-listing home inspection?
That's a great question, Lila. Should I do a pre-listing home inspection? We're going to give that one to Goalie so she doesn't feel left out. So should I do a pre-listing home inspection? By the way, Lila, what that is before you go to sell your house, you do an inspection to see is everything working or are things wrong with the property. A lot of people do that later during escrow, which you asked about earlier. But the question is, should I do it before escrow? Goalie, what do you think?
Oh, my gosh. What a great question, Lila. Yes, absolutely. As a seller, you definitely should be doing a pre-home inspection. And I'll tell you why. Because the buyer who's going to come buy your house is going to do an inspection anyway. And what you don't want to happen is you don't want to be surprised, first and foremost, at something going on with the house. And you don't want that buyer, unfortunately, to take you for a ride and tell you, hey, this is how much it's going to cost to fix it and have it be some amount that maybe it may not be, an inflated amount. So you want to be able to know exactly what's going on with the house before you put it on the market. You want to make sure that you fix those items. You want to make sure that if you don't fix those items, you know exactly how much it costs to fix those items so that you're well prepared, and then you know exactly what you're going to net at the end of the day, and you're not giving credits loosely or repairing things that don't need to really be done. And as a matter of fact, Danny, you know, in Northern California, and Lila, in Northern California, this is a norm. Everybody does a pre-home inspection before they put their house on the market. Here in Southern California, we're starting to catch on, but, you know, I think it's really our team and maybe a few other brokers and agents who stresses it. And I think it's something that sellers are going to start doing more of because they're realizing that it benefits them.
Yeah, you know, Goldie, I couldn't agree more, and it's so interesting because not a lot of people, not a lot of agents will tell sellers this, and I think it's all in almost every case, it's a benefit to do a pre-listing home inspection. I mean, we have a transaction right now where, you know, the buyers did a bunch of inspections and found so much wrong with the property, and then that could jeopardize the deal. Fortunately, we were able to get through that, but, you know, in many cases, that's an area where a transaction can fall out, and what I want to say is that anything you can do to minimize the risk, to make sure that a transaction is going to go through, is better for everyone. For example, that's why we work with Movement Mortgage, because they get that loan underwritten up front so that you don't have the issue with the loan. The pre-listing home inspection is another safety check, another insurance policy to make sure your transaction goes through. So, folks, great questions. Lila, we love it. Number on the hotlines, 1-800-358-7563. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more buyer and seller questions from Lila, and later, celebrity and luxury real estate with Goldie. You don't want to miss that. So stay tuned and come on back to the Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
We got a real big show for you.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, we'll tell you how badly the marathon ruined your weekend.
And we'll tell you how much money Beauty and the Beast make. What did Mance say, $160 million?
Something like that.
We'll see.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Hathaway right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-461-2525. That's 1-800-461-2525. 1-800-461-2525. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, it's Heidi. If you want to sell your used car easy and hassle-free, then you have to call 800-870-1841. What's that number? Well, that's the number to CarStub. CarStub.com will get you more than a dealer trade-in price without the hassle of selling it yourself. CarStub.com will handle everything. I'm talking top to bottom, start to finish. The DMV paperwork, they'll get your car smog tested, and if everything checks out, they'll buy your car on the spot. Call them, 800-870-1841. So if you own a car, truck, van, or SUV, you could be sitting on a pile of cash that you can have access to today. Call them, 800-870-1841. You want convenience, right? Well, CarStub.com is probably the most convenient way to sell your car. It's the new marketplace to sell your car same day and at a great price. You will not be sorry. Believe me, I know the owner, Derek, and he will get it done for you. Call him, 800-870-1841. Are you curious about what your used car might be worth? Maybe you're not ready to sell just yet. Check out CarStub.com. Don't forget to tell them Heidi sent you. Go to CarStub.com, have an appraiser at your home the same day, or call them, 800-870-1841, or visit CarStub.com today.
We don't need Apple's assistance to unlock an iPhone. We just open up our phone lines. 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
We gonna ride till there ain't no more.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Here we go. Good morning, Southern California, and welcome back to the Real Estate Zone. Live today with special guest star Lila, asking all the tough real estate questions and dabbing away in the studio. Goalie, got to tell you, you're missing out on a lot of fun here. Very entertaining show today, live in the studio. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. Lila, thanks for being here. Welcoming back Goalie Vidani from TBG Homes in Calabasas. We're asking all the tough real estate questions today, really educating you on the process, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or mortgage finance with Movement Mortgage. By the way, folks, are you curious about the value of your home? I got to tell you right now, your home might be worth more than ever before in this crazy Southern California real estate market. And the way to find out what your home is worth is log on to tbghomevalues.com. That's tbghomevalues.com. Or give us a call on the hotline number. We'll give you a free instant appraisal. We'll even
so
come out.
Funny.
Lila, give us the hotline number. What is it?
1-800?
Yeah?
1-800-358-7563.
One more time for all of our listeners. Who do they call if they want to talk to us?
1-800-358-7563.
There we go. That's the hotline number. Yep, that's the one.
Put the one.
That's okay. That's the hotline number. There we go. All right, folks, we have a special caller calling in right now that wants to chat with us. Elena, you're live on the Real Estate Zone.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Maxim.
It's a family affair on the Real Estate Zone today, Frank.
Where's Baron?
Lila.
Yeah?
Well, I wanted to ask you a follow-up question for you and Goalie with the pre-listing home inspection. I'm curious. Do you think that puts sellers into, like, a legal disclosure now kind of liability where they now have to disclose everything that showed up on the inspection, whereas before, in the disclosure statement, they wouldn't know those items?
Great question. So follow-up question to our pre-listing home inspection where Goalie told us that it's a good idea in almost every case to do that pre-listing home inspection. Elena's asking us, hey, does that now put us in any type of liability or disclosure issue or anything like that? Goalie, you want to take that follow-up for us?
I'm happy to take it, and it's a legal question, so feel free to follow up or correct me if I'm wrong. But, yeah, Elena, a lot of times that will happen, and maybe something will come up that the seller did not know about. But, you know, when selling your home, you always want to be as honest as possible. And it's better to disclose always everything that you know. This way, you know, something isn't going to turn around and bite you in the butt later. I think that when disclosing these things, now keep in mind, though, a lot of times when a home has certain issues, like really major issues, like foundational issues and so on and so forth, that person is going to know, right? So we're talking more about like the little things, like if you have a, you know, plumbing that's maybe off here or there. And if you do realize that that's something that is an issue in your house and maybe you didn't know it was an issue before, then of course you want to disclose it and of course you want to fix it because you want to be able to present the best thing on the market to be able to get the best price for it, right? And we're definitely not in the business of trying to trick anybody into buying anything. So I still think it's a great idea. And I do think that, yes, certain things are going to come up, but I do think that those things should be mentioned. It all should be mentioned.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, here's the deal. You know, when we're selling a house, ultimately, I think like Goalie said, you know, the buyer's going to find everything out anyway. They're going to do an inspection. They're going to find these things out. And if we know about them ahead of time, then we can cut them off. We can either make the repairs or we can disclose that there are things to be repaired. And that way the buyer knows they can adjust the price accordingly. And there's no issues during escrow with respect to credits and negotiations and all kinds of problems that come up. So it's a great question, Elena. We love it. And we still recommend in almost every case that pre-listing home inspection. And then we just give that to the buyer or we make the adjustments and repairs and then let the buyer know that we made those. So really great questions here on the Real Estate Zone. If you have follow-up questions, if this is going on, if you're in the middle of an escrow, you have questions about that, maybe you have some comments, give us a call. Lila, tell everyone the hotline number. Where should they call if they want to talk to our team of real estate all-stars?
1-800-358-7563.
One more time for all of our listeners.
1-800-358-7563.
Really nice. And guys, you know, the thing that I really want to stress is that it's so important to be educated on the process. I just ran into someone who was in escrow on a property as a buyer and had no idea about the timelines, the contingencies, the inspections, and was really going at it alone. And the reason he was going at it alone, folks, is because he decided to hire a limited service real estate company. And when he did that and he hired a limited service real estate company, they weren't really educating him on everything and they didn't understand the whole process. And he almost was forced into buying a house he didn't want. Luckily, I was able to consult with him. That was not a property he wanted. He was able to move on from that escrow, and now he's going to be working with our team at TBG Homes. So just want to let you know again, folks, that, you know, hire an expert, find a team of real estate all-stars like TBG Homes that's going to help you out in all aspects. By the way, one more time, if you're curious about your home value, you can check out tbghomevalues.com. Call us on that hotline number, 1-800-358-7563. Lila, I think we have time for a couple more questions. Hit us up. What else you got for us, Lila? Buyer or seller questions today from Lila?
Seller.
Okay, seller question. Let's hear it. What do you got?
Why should I hire an all-star real estate team to sell my house?
Oh, wow, you teed that up for me perfectly because I just talked about it. And one of the things, just like I said, on the selling side is, you know, folks, there is so much that goes into selling a property properly at top market price in the shortest amount of time. And you do not want to rely on amateurs to do this. This is one of your most expensive assets. And you owe it to yourself to at least get a consultation, a free complimentary consultation with our team of real estate all-stars. We cover the entire Southern California area. We are experts in all of these areas. We could sell your home for top dollar quickly, and we have the stats to back that up, and 100% performance guarantee. So give us a call on the hotline number if you want to get a free in-home consultation and a home selling business strategy session where we'll share with you exactly how much we're going to sell your home for, what our marketing plan is going to look like, and all of those things. Again, it's absolutely free. There's no obligation, no harm, no foul if something doesn't work out. Just give us a call, the hotline number, and we'd be happy to come out and do that for you. Lila, tell everyone that hotline number.
1-800-358-7563.
There we go. All right, Lila, one more question. Let's keep it rolling. That was a quick one. What else you got for us?
How do I assemble my all-star real estate team?
I think you just asked that one.
Nope.
You didn't? Oh, I must have put it on there twice. Let's ask a different one.
Okay. I want to invest in real estate. Where do I start?
Oh, wow, what a great question, Lila. So I want to invest in real estate. I'm thinking about investing in real estate. How do I start? What do I do? Where do I go? Now, folks, I got to tell you that, you know, investing in real estate, we've had a lot of guests on the show talked about investing in real estate and how it is an amazing way to build wealth. In fact, Lila, I'm so excited to tell you guys that one of my mentors, Paul Morris, who's been on the show before, his book, Wealth Can't Wait, Goalie, you're going to love this, Wealth Can't Wait, is coming out on April 4th. I happened to take a quick look, an advance reader copy. It was really good. I read a couple pages in there. It's coming out on April 4th, and we are working hard, even though he's now super famous. We're working hard, and we are going to have Paul Morris back on the show. It's one of our best episodes, one of our most watched episodes, other than, of course, Lila and Maxim. And Paul's going to be coming back on the show soon, and what Paul will tell you is that investing in real estate is one of the best ways to build and accumulate wealth. And so if you are thinking about investing in real estate, you don't know where to start, the first place to start, folks, is to have this all-star team of real estate experts help you and let you know exactly what you can buy, what you can afford, how much, and where. And then you can check out all of the different types of properties. There's so many different types of properties you can buy.
This is the drawing of Bobby. My daddy put it on my Kumon when I was 4 years old.
There we go.
For Amy Deshays. Bobby.
Good stuff, Lila. So investing in real estate, guys, best place to start. Give us a call on the hotline number. We'll get you connected with Super Payment Kermani of Movement Mortgage so that you can know and understand what you can afford. And once you know what you can afford and the price you want to pay, then we can help you with one of our experts and get you into the right type of property, whether that's multifamily, that might be commercial, all kinds of different investment properties available. The key to that, though, folks, a lot of people don't realize that they can invest in real estate and that you know, you may not need as much down payment as you think. You may be fine to invest. Give us a call, and we'll get that process started. Lila, hotline number one more time.
1-800-358-7563.
One more time for our listeners.
1-800-358-7563.
Lila, you having fun today?
Yes.
Lila's drawing all kinds of cool things here.
Mrs. Bobby now.
There you go. So, folks, we're going to take a quick break on the Real Estate Zone. This has been awesome live questions with Lila. But when we come back, the segment you've been all been waiting for, luxury and celebrity real estate with Goalie Vidani. So don't go anywhere. Come on back to the Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
We got a real big show for you.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, we'll tell you how badly the marathon ruined your weekend.
And we'll tell you how much money Beauty and the Beast make. What did Mance say, 160 million?
Something like that.
We'll see.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Hathaway right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Finally, a program designed for the home seller, not the realtor. Flexible fees, no upfront costs, cancel anytime. Hi, I'm Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty and host of the Real Estate Zone radio show right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC on Saturday mornings. With our hassle-free listing system, you can even sell your home yourself while it's listed and pay nothing. And if you're not happy, fire me. Mind you, I think you'll be happy because our average time for selling a house is 31 days faster than the market average, and most of them sell for full price or more. I'm not bragging. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Fact, my team and I help over 19 times as many home sellers than the average agent in Southern California. For a free, no-obligation information packet, call anytime, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. That's SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. For over 11 years, we've offered the right to cancel, flexible fees, and no upfront costs. Give us a call at 1-800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, 800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com.
This is Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes at Keller Williams Realty, California BRE number 014-21366.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, Joe Pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old cloud of Rue here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed, affordable payment plans, delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Wow, are we having a lot of fun today with Lila in the house asking all the tough real estate questions for our buyer and seller listeners. And if you have more questions that you haven't got answered here, remember, just give us a call on that hotline number, 1-800-358.
Hey!
Oh, sorry, Lila, you give the number.
1-800-358-7563.
Almost screwed that up. One more time, Lila.
1-800-358-7563.
Give us a call. Talk to our real estate experts from TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty and also Movement Mortgage to get that mortgage process started, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, which we just talked about, or mortgage finance. Lila, we have time for one more question before we get to celebrity and luxury real estate. You pick it. What is it? Let's hear it.
You said to do the second one.
Yes.
What causes home prices to rise and fall?
Lila, good question. Ask that one more time, but louder into the microphone so all of our listeners can hear it.
What causes home prices to rise and fall?
There we go. So what causes home prices to rise and fall? What a great question, folks. If you're listening to the show, I want you to understand that the real estate market always goes in cycles, just like the stock market. It always goes in cycles. There are up periods, there are down periods, and everything in between. The good thing about Southern California home market is if you look back historically, the average appreciation is somewhere in the neighborhood of 4% per year. That, of course, varies. And the disclaimer is, the historical averages aren't a prediction of what's going to happen in the future. And typically, guys, I think, a lot of people overcomplicate home prices, home selling, and home buying. Ultimately, what it comes down to is the supply and demand in the marketplace. Economics 101, the number of homes available on the market and the number of buyers looking for those homes.
Happy late St. Patrick's Day.
There we go. If it's a balanced market, that means there are about the same number of sellers and buyers. Right now in the market, Lila, and you'll learn this in school down the line, right now, there are not that many sellers. People do not have their homes on the market, and there are a lot of buyers. And what that means is it causes a lot of demand, and home prices go up. If it's the other way around, if there's a lot of sellers, not a lot of buyers, home prices go down. That's the simplistic way of taking a look at it. So, Lila, good stuff today. Thanks for asking all those questions. Let's hit it with celebrity and luxury real estate with Goalie. Oh, before we do, Lila, hotline number one more time. Someone wants to get in touch with us and get a free instant home appraisal, or maybe they want to get the home process started, home buying process started.
Can I say it in a funny accent?
You could say it in a funny accent.
1-800-358-7563.
There we go. 1-800-358-7563. That is the hotline number. So, Goalie, tough shoes to follow here. I mean, Lila's just entertaining the pants off of everyone here in the studio. But you got to do it. Celebrity and luxury real estate with our own expert, Goalie Vadani. Talk to us. What's happening in that world?
Yes. So, Lila, I picked a story that's just for you. Because usually we don't focus on anything really outside of Southern California, but I was looking for something that Lila would want. And then I heard that Selena Gomez is selling her Texas estate. Do you like Selena Gomez, Lila?
I don't know what she is.
She's a singer.
So maybe not.
I know nothing.
I know nothing.
You know so much. Well, Selena Gomez, who's a pop star, she actually used to live in Calabasas. And she decided that she wanted to move to Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, because she has a lot of friends there. Yes. And she wanted to move to Texas so she could be with her friends. And then a year later, she decides she doesn't like Texas and has put her 10,000 square foot mansion right back on the market. And it's listed for $2.99 million. Danny, how about the fact that a 10,000 square foot house is selling for $3 million?
I was just about to say, I was waiting for you to say 10,000 square foot house for $8 million, and you're like, $2.9
million. Right. It sits on an acre and a half flat land. It's got five bedrooms. It has parking for up to eight cars, a media room, an entertainment room, a gorgeous kitchen with vaulted ceilings, and for $3 million, and that, let's not forget to mention putting green and tennis sports court.
Yeah, this is why I love Texas, by the way.
Yes,
and
I know, it's
and
absolutely
no state income tax.
No state income tax, but you'd have to live in Fort Worth.
Frank says there's a lot of real estate taxes in Texas, though.
I think there are. And so that's Selena Gomez. I don't know where she's moving, but I've heard that she's got real estate in other places as well. So maybe she's just offloading this one and moving to one of her other many homes.
Maybe she's going back to Cali.
Maybe she's coming back to Calabasas. Who knows?
There you go.
Who knows? Do you guys remember Lori Loughlin from Full House?
Which one was that?
She was the pretty one.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny? Maxim loves Full House. Lila, do you watch Full House too with Maxim or just Maxim?
I don't like it anymore.
Okay, you don't like it. But it's hilarious, Goalie. Like, I catch Maxim watching Full House. Not the new one, but the old one from when we were growing up. Pretty funny.
Well, I used to be in love with that show as a kid.
Okay.
I watched that all the time. It was one of my favorite shows. Well, Lori Loughlin married Massimo Giannulli, who's a Italian designer. And he's the one that owns Massimo Clothing Line, which he sold to Target for a reported $135 million.
Oh, right? Wow.
Yeah, so she's married to him. They just put their 5-bedroom home in Bel Air on the market, and this is the exact opposite of Selena Gomez's story, for a whopping $35 million.
Wow.
And yeah, it's a little overpriced. They bought the house in 2015 for only $14 million. They did some work to it, and now they want $35 million for it.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's what we're used to in L.A., right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. You know, you buy it for that, then you know, 100% and 200% markup a couple years later.
Right. It's a 5-bedroom home. It's not that big. It's about 6,000 square feet. It looks beautiful inside, but I think it's slightly overpriced.
Now, remember, folks, we've talked about this on the Real Estate Zone. You know, where you list a home is not necessarily where you sell it, and overpricing a property is one of the fastest ways to have a frustrating experience, because that home's going to sit on the market. It's not going to sell fast, and you're going to have to reduce, and chase that market down. I think Goalie had a great example for us last week about J-Lo's home that was overpriced and then kept having to reduce the price many, many times. Right, Goalie?
Yes, and whoever bought that house got a crazy deal on it because it finally sold for $10 million, and that's fantastic in a market where that house probably should have sold for about $14 million. But what happened was they originally really grossly overpriced it, and then it sort of became stale.
Yeah, and we talk about this all the time. I think a lot of people, not just celebrities, you know, think, hey, if I overprice the house because there's not a lot of supply and a lot of buyers, and if I overprice it, that leaves room for negotiation. That doesn't leave money on the table. And, you know, there's not a lot of houses on the market, so someone's going to buy it. And I got to tell you, that does not typically happen. Buyers are still, even though there's not a lot on the market, buyers are smart and they know the pricing. And so when they see something that's grossly overpriced, they're just going to walk away. They're going to go find something else. So another reason why you really want to have that team of real estate all-stars helping you out. And if you're curious about the value of your home, be sure to check out tbghomevalues.com. That's tbghomevalues.com. You can get an instant appraisal on your house that's probably worth more now than ever before. And you can also give us a call, and we will have one of our experts come out and give you a home selling business strategy session, share our marketing plan, exactly what we're going to do to sell your home for top market price in the quickest amount of time, backed by our 100% performance guarantee. And the way to get that, folks, again, it's free. There's no cost. There's no obligation, no risk, no harm, no foul. Here's how you get it. Lila, what is that hotline number into the microphone one last time? Tell folks how to get in touch with us.
1-800-358-7563!
One more time, Lila. Let's take the shot. All right, folks. Well, this has been such an awesome show for Super Payment Kermani, who had to jump off because he wasn't feeling well. We hope he gets better. For Movement Mortgage, our number one fastest-growing mortgage company in the world, the only mortgage company you want to be working with. For Goalie Vadani, our celebrity and luxury homes real estate expert out in Calabasas, California. And, of course, for my lovely 7-year-old daughter, Lila Batsalkin. Lila, did you have a good time? Mm-hmm. You're going to come back again?
Yes.
And join us?
Yes. Because
I think everyone here had a blast listening to you.
And I drew Pac-Man.
And you drew Pac-Man. All right, folks, I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin. Tune in every week at 10 a.m. to the Real Estate Zone. Come on back. Everyone have a great week. Go Arizona Wildcats tonight in the tournament. This has been awesome. Give us a call. This has been the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.